not get emotional about footy. That's one of the best. It's the best game I've ever, best win I've ever been a part of. We know how good Sydney are. They've been a great club for a long, long time. We're just starting out, but that was pretty special.
Well, you could see it written on Robert Murphy's face. He almost felt like he was on the verge of tears after that yesterday. So overwhelming was the emotion associated with that victory. Matthew Board has played a lot of footy with Robert Murphy over the years and has been good enough to join us in the morning after a fantastic win. Matthew, congratulations, mate. Thanks for joining us this afternoon.
No, it's a pleasure. It's great to talk to you after a good result for the Dogs yesterday, mate.
Do you agree with the skip? I mean, is it possible for you to... put it alongside the other great wins that you've been party to and rank it so soon thereafter?
I was thinking about it after the game and, I have to agree with Nurk. I played 140-odd games and that's got to be right up there, if not up there at the best. It was just against, I suppose it was against the odds up at SCG, wet weather. A pretty young side in and playing against a quality opposition. It was just, it was great for the club, but great for our young boys' belief in what they're able to produce.
Oh, well done, Matthew. I reckon there was a lot of neutrals cheering you guys home for the last 5 minutes. But we were just talking before about, what has sparked this turnaround. Now, there's a new coach, there's players who improve it. I mean, there's obviously a variety of factors, but do you find it possible to, sort of boil it back to 25 words or less? What is the single biggest factor that has gone into this stunning transformation in terms of results between the back end of last year and the start of this year?
Oh, it's probably going to be hard to put into 25 words or less. I think it's a combination of a whole bunch of little things. It hasn't been one particular thing that's caused a turnaround. And when I say turnaround, I mean we're 5 weeks into a season,
yeah.
So we can't be getting too carried away. But I'm not sure too many people would have had us 4-1 with the draw that we had to start the year off. So. I think it's just a combination of a whole lot of little things, and I think a big part of it is belief and playing for each other and really caring and supporting each other through what was a pretty difficult back end of last year. We've got empathy for each other and we want the best for each other. So that's a big ingredient, I think.
Boydie, Scott Lucas here. Well done on the win yesterday. Let's look at halfway through pre-season. What were your expectations of the team? Because I reckon players, particularly older ones, get a sense during where they think their team might be at and what they can do in the season proper. Middle of pre-season, where did you think you guys were at?
I think it's a really difficult question to answer, given that middle of pre-season, you don't play any opposition. I think all teams probably think they're going really well in the middle of the pre-season. They're feeling fit and strong and healthy and, you haven't lost a game, so you're feeling pretty good.
What was the point that you thought you might be okay this year? And what was the sign?
Look, I think our ball movement has probably got a little bit better over the summer. And I think... it's been noted that our contestable and, defensive side of the game has been reasonable in the past couple of years. And I think just adding a little bit on offence is probably a good sign as well. So I don't know if there was an actual point. We went away to Malula Bar January, I think, end of Jan, and had a really good camp up there and did some really good stuff in terms of match practice and learning. I guess a few new structures and how Bevo wanted us to play, and I think there it sort of started to click and we started to get to know each other and know each other's strengths and weaknesses up there a fair bit. So it was a really good camp from that perspective.
Matt, Nathan Thompson here. Congratulations on your team's start to the year. It's been really good to watch. Tell us a little bit about Luke Beveridge and just his coaching of your team. I walked away, and the first time this year I got to see you guys live was against Collingwood in the NAB Cup, and I walked away from that game. First thing that hit me was your intensity as a team right across the ground. And the second part was just your structures. And I just wonder, is it as simple as that, that he has been able to bring to your team a really clear and defined game plan for each, you know, for your team and each player? And also, as a team, you mentioned belief just a second ago. It just seems like each player believes in their fitness and their ability to work, because it's really stood out this year.
Yeah, from that perspective, we had a really good pre-season. We got a lot of work into us under Justin Cordy, who's our high performance manager, and the workloads have gone up. And I guess as guys get a year older, they're able to put a bit more output in pre-season. So guys get real belief and confidence from having done a mountain of work during that pretty hard hard period of time in the pre-season. So that. As I said, there's belief and confidence from that. And I think Bevo's just come in with a really, clear and easy to understand way that he wants us to play. And we all sort of know our roles and know the specific, roles required within position. So, we've got really good faith and belief in the structure.
The other part to that, I just wanted to mention some of those young guys that have really stood up this year. And the one part that I love about it is the fight, the fight that's in the dog, if you like. I mean, Ling Jong, Honeychurch, these type of young players, it's their willingness to compete and tackle and do it on the defensive end. I think that, just as a watcher of the game, it really stands out. And have these young guys, given yourself and some of the other senior guys been around for a while, a real lift to see that from your teammates, from your young teammates?
Oh, absolutely. It's inspiring to watch. And we saw it from last year, but, most of those guys are playing in the VFL. I think we had 9 or 10 inclusions from the VFL Premiership side who were playing regular senior footy in the AFL side now. And we saw that from them last year in the VFL. So we know what they can bring to the table. And, it's a non-negotiable for us now, that energy and intensity around the ball and across the whole field, to join in on team defence and join in on team offence. So it's really pleasing to see, and it's, as I said, talk about belief and confidence, and I keep on trotting that line out, but those guys have got belief in what they're able to bring to the table, and we've got belief in them as well. So it's really good to see. It's really, really pleasing for an older player to see those young guys come in and have a significant impact.
Matthew, I interviewed Ling Jong during the week, and he had a lot of interesting things to say, but one thing with him specifically was about, he played 5 games in a row early last year and then was out of a side until almost the last game. And he got saddled with a lot of tagging roles, and he basically put his hand up and said, look, I was feeling a bit sorry for myself after a while and I wasn't really enjoying it. He said, I don't want to appear like I wasn't grateful to get the opportunity, but I felt like I had more to give. Now, that's clearly reflected in how he's playing this year, but I'm just interested in your sort of perspective on this, because you seem to have had, to me anyway, a bit of a renaissance sort of coming more off half-back. That thing of constantly worrying about an opponent and run with roles and whatever, you've got to really enjoy your footy too, don't you? And I sense both with he and you, there's a lot more enjoyment about football this season.
Yeah, I think it's a bit easier to enjoy footy when you're winning too. So yeah it's certainly the there's 40, 45, 46 pretty happy Bulldogs players at the moment. As I said, it's a challenge when things aren't going so well to enjoy footy and just, to put it in perspective. And but when things are going well and when you're winning games, you just want to continue to turn up and for the weeks to sort of roll on. So we've seen with Jongy, and we've seen with someone like Liam Picken over the last couple of weeks, when the shackles are sort of released a little bit, the natural ability shows out, and they've got plenty to offer, not just in negating roles. In creative roles and in ways that can really, help the team and get oppositions worried about them instead of, them always, trying to follow someone around and negate them. So I think just, seeing the positives in guys and seeing we all can do rather than what we can't do is a really good mindset to have.
And that belief you talked about before, and we touched on this earlier, I mean, clearly you guys as a playing group have been able to insulate yourselves to an extent from what was going on across the club in terms of the administration. I mean, we have seen a bit of upheaval, and there was a lot of, you know, white noise about, you know, this club's in trouble, and, you know, you've had a coach relinquished of his role a couple of months after the end of a season, and a lot of stuff happening late. Now, it's tempting to say, oh, that could really destabilise a playing group, but you guys must have cocooned yourself from all that pretty effectively.
Yeah, I think we have no secret that there was a fair bit going on at the club in the last probably 6 months of last year, and but as a playing group, I don't think we've ever been tighter, and the fact that we care for each other and want to work for each other and you know, look after each other is really important, and it's an important part of being able to get through what was a pretty difficult end to the year last year. So, you know, the club has made some really strong decisions and strong stances, and it's all for the benefit and to move the club forward, and that's what we're trying to do at the moment.
And Matty, that's never about one person, but Robert Murphy, you know what it's like to be the captain of this of a footy club. You've been captain of this footy club. What's Robert Murphy's role been? How important has that been in terms of shifting the direction from where it was to where it is?
Oh, it's been crucial, and a lot's been talked about Rob and why wasn't the skipper earlier. But his leadership's been phenomenal, really, since the day he took over the captaincy. But even before that, he was a natural leader around the footy club, and he's got amazing empathy for his teammates, and you know, he cares for them like they're his own kids, I suppose. And that's a really strong attribute to have as a leader. He's very selfless, and he always puts the team ahead of himself. And you know, his impact on the group so far has been significant and greater than significant, I would say. And he's gone from strength to strength as a player. I mean, if captaincy is a burden in any way, he's certainly not showing it at the moment. He's in career best form, I would say, which is no mean feat for a bloke who's played nearly 300 games. So he's doing really well, and I'm just wrapped for him. But I'm, you know, more importantly, I'm just wrapped for the footy club to have someone like Murph leading the way for us.
Mate, it's great to hear from you. It was terrific to watch. As Rowan said right from the word go, some of us might wear different colours under our T-shirts, but we all would have been, other than Sydney Swan supporters, we all would have been gutted had you not won that game yesterday.
I've got to ask very, 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 very quickly, Matty. Do you guys hate that sort of being people's second favourite team? Do you find that vaguely condescending?
I don't know if condescending. I obviously prefer to be people's first favourite team.
But you know what I mean? Is it better than being hated, or do you really want to be hated because you're feared?
Look, I think at times we were hated, especially in those, you know, I guess, the prelim years where we were doing all right. You know, the teams probably didn't like us that much because we were pretty good and winning lots of games. So hopefully we might be able to get back to that at some point.
I won't be barracking for you when you play Carlton. Don't worry about that. I'm just saying yesterday.
Mate, don't worry. You guys will be just barracking. They take it easy on you. Matty, keep playing the great footy, mate. You'll have plenty of young kids wanting to jump
Bulldogs
on board and watch
Carlton.
This exciting footy, pal. Keep
That's
it up.
The definition of good and evil, Andrew.
Thanks for joining us, mate.
Thanks, Matty.